Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. I know that these episodes will be coming out later than I planned, but I'll be putting them out today, including this one. So, we're going to be talking about the proposed plan that San Francisco was about to implement. So, let's get started. So, it was paused, apparently. That's what Google says. But the plan had been called Grading for Equity. It was going to be implemented in several high schools in the San Francisco Unified School District. The plan was originally going to redo the grading scale and get rid of homework and make it so you could not get a zero. I have mixed thoughts on this. First of all, no matter what the plan is, if your reasoning is DEI related, I don't like that reasoning. But as for the actual plan itself, I have mixed feelings. So first of all, I do think it would make more sense if our grading scale went more equally. So if you had five grades, A, B, C, D, and F, and if it was divided more equally into 20. So I understand the intent of the scale as it is now. You want people to put in more effort to get a better grade. I know that. But I do think that it would make more sense to have it, because if you're grading on 100% scale, to have each letter, encompass 20 points just makes more sense, because now you have to figure out, okay, did I get an A or an A minus or an A plus if a school still does A pluses, which some do, some don't, do I have a B minus or a C plus? Like, it's confusing. And so I can support that. I don't support the reasoning, but I can support that. I do think that, you know, if you don't do the work, though, you should get a zero. If you put in zero effort whatsoever, you should get a zero. I don't like this idea of nobody ever gets a zero, because that's not how the real world works. And if school's supposed to prepare kids for the real world, then you should get a zero if you genuinely do not do the work at all. Like, if you just leave it blank. As for getting rid of homework, I have mixed feelings, because I do think, on the one hand, that it's extremely annoying when you're a kid and you've spent 7 hours a day at school and you come home and you still have to spend 2 or 3 hours working on schoolwork. And I think part of that is because a lot of teachers want to waste time watching movies and whatnot, instead of actually doing anything, or because they have to put up with the kids who don't behave, and so instead of pulling that kid aside after class, they spend 20 minutes ranting and raving about how nobody tries and nobody does their homework when they could have been teaching. I do think that's really annoying, and I think that, I wonder if that's at least part of why they assign so much homework. And I think, I've heard it said by others, and I agree with this criticism, that, you know, the time that the kid spends doing homework is time they could be spending with their families, or playing and being a kid, or figuring out what their hobbies are, because they're at that age where they're trying to figure out what their interests are. So unless they're in structured extracurricular activities, if they're at home, they might, and they're spending all that time doing homework, that doesn't help. I do understand wanting kids to master the concepts you're trying to teach them, and I do know that there is some, you know, that the periods are limited, the time that teachers have is limited, so even by cutting out movies, it's still probably not have enough time to do everything. So while I'm not sure if getting rid of homework entirely would be practical at this stage, I do think that they should at least limit it to when it's really necessary to give it. I also think that, you know, making middle schoolers take a study hall, you know, that's a waste of time at school, because if you're going to give them homework, If you don't make them take a study hall, they can get out an hour earlier and they can start on the homework earlier and then have more time to do other things. So those are basically my thoughts on this. I don't agree with the reasoning based on DEI, but some of the policies have at least some merit. So I think instead of scrapping the whole thing, they should rebrand it and maybe rejigger it just a bit. So thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this very short episode. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, Audible, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts. Please feel free to contact us on X at JFSCPod or on Facebook at Jesse's Fireside Chats. If you want to send an email, feel free to do so at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS, firesidechats, all one word, @gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And I hope you'll come back next time. Also, no pressure, but if you feel like supporting us, we now have a Ko-fi page. So feel free to go to ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. It's K-O-F-I. But again, no pressure. We'd appreciate it. Have a blessed day.